This is basically the last siman in Hilchos Lulav, which is the last, dealing with the last day of Sukkos. Specifically, it focuses on Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz, which is the second day of Shmini Atzeres, the Yom Tov Sheni Shalbolius in Chutz La'aretz, and it discusses the Ramah, discusses the numerous minhagim that accompany Simchas Torah. And as you know, in Eretz Yisrael, these minhagim of the Akafos and carrying a Torah around, the bima, singing, dancing, all those things. The Siyum HaTorah, which is on the ninth day of Sukkot in Chutz La'aretz, is actually together with Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael. So, V'makam Shoyisim Shnei Yom Tovim, Le'al Shi, Mikachim, V'Oimim, Zman. He says, in the places where we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, the ninth day of Sukkot, we go ahead and we say Kiddush, and we say Shachiyanu. So he says on ninth day you have a full blown kiddush of the Torah, and by day, similar to the Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, so which is it's now the Simchas Torah. So what you do is you take out three Sifrei Torah. First one is Zayis HaBracha. Second one is Bereishis in the beginning until Hashem Baruch Lekim Asayis. Third one is the Maftir of the eighth day of the eighth day of Sukkot, because the ninth day is really just a suffix of the eighth day. And once again, the Haftira is like on the eighth day in Eretz Yisrael, Vayihi Acharei Mos Moshe, the first Perek in Yehoshua. So that's basically. A repeat in terms of what you lane is a repeat of what we saw in Siyum HaTorah Sabaches on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, but the added Yisrael here, but which we know from other places, is that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus has the same Kiddush and Shechiyanu as the first day of Yom Tov. We continue now with the Mishnah Berurah. Now, this last This piece now in the Mishnah Berurah could have either been a ending of the previous siman, or a, sort of like an intro to this siman. So we'll have it as an intro here to this siman. So here comes the Mishnah Berurah. So he now talks about a unfortunate minhag that existed in places that after Mincha of Yom Tov Rishon in Chutz La'aretz, meaning on the Mincha of the eighth day, people would go ahead and they would sit down, drink until Ma'ariv, get trashed, and Lufanim Nimshach Davarzeh Ad Shah V'Yaser B'Layla. At times, this continues until an hour or more into the night, what we call today pre-gaming. Shalok Adinu Mitnei Kamatam. He says this minhag that arose is really a minhag that is totally inappropriate. And he says, for a number of reasons, he will give now three reasons. Aleph says, number one is we've established in Siman Tzadi Tes that one who drank a revius of wine cannot daven. And this is true even if he is still capable of speaking in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is that davening is also the chachila until the intoxicating effect of wine has entirely passed. If one is drunk to the degree that he cannot speak in the manner befitting an audience of the king, his tefillah is possible even with the evidence. That's what we saw in Siman Tzadi Tes. V'hu adin. So again, so it's also the chachila even if he could still go ahead and be medaber adayin v'nei hamelech. That's also the chachila. But if he can't speak, if you're not befitting to be before a melech, then you can't even daven. He says, "V'hu adin v'shasa shar mashkin ha'mashaprin." And he says, not only we're talking here about wine, it applies to one who drank other intoxicating beverage. And he says, "Ayin sham v'sif katan aleph." Check out sif katan aleph. Mishnah Berurah there paskins that drinking other intoxicating beverages asas davening just as drinking wine does. And he says, that even according to the opinion that wine, dafka, is what asers birkas kohanim. Legabe tefillah, he says, other intoxicating drinks will aser, and he says that even less than a revius of a strong drink prohibits tefillah if its intoxicating effect is similar to that of a revius of wine. So that's number one. Okay? Once you drink a kedei revius of wine, there's a problem in davening. Then he says, dafilu im shoyser, shar mashkin she'ein mishakrin. So now he goes on to his second yisoid, and he says, and even if afilu im shar mashkin, he's drinking shoyser shar mashkin, he's drinking other drinks like Pepsi Max that don't get you drunk. Kevin shegia safek chashecha, he says, since it is now safek nightfall, otherwise known as shkia bin hashmashos, so it's already a what? Chal of chumas kiddush. It's already chal. You have to make kiddush, but also the time actually kaddish. You have a problem. The problem is once it hits shkia, you have to make kiddush. You can't go ahead and be drinking these drinks. Not let it taste anything until you make kiddush. And he says, "Vafilu la'acha kiddush." And now he says the third reason. Let's say he made kiddush, and all he was drinking was Pepsi Max. Hello, Ma'ukav lechol machmas kriyashma shel arvis. You got a problem. He is, you know, even if he went ahead and said kiddush, it is usher for him to eat anything now after kiddush, because it is usher for him to eat due to the mitzvah of kriyashma shel arvis. Right? Once he already has the chiyuv Kriya Shema of Arvis, so we got a big problem. Eino muta rak ti'ima ba'alma, v'humine peros, opas kebeitza v'lo yoser. He says the problem is that, he says, the only thing you're allowed to do once Zman of Chiyav of Kriya Shema sets in at Shkia, again, you don't do it till Tzeis, but you already have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so then you're not allowed to, all you're allowed to do is eat some fruit and no more than a kibetza of bread. And the truth is, now, what you have here is the following. As soon as night comes in, okay, what would happen is as follows. Let's say he would say kiddush, okay, and you'd have to go ahead and have at least a kazayis of food to associate kiddush with a meal. Now, presumably, they did not eat a proper meal with bread at this point, but rather, this pastry is made from the chamishas minei dagan, the five species of grain, which is halachically valid as bread, and therefore the consumption will constitute a meal for this purpose of kiddush. And the truth is, this is the common practice, the daytime kiddush, and Mishnah Berurah does not differentiate between daytime and nighttime kiddush. So many recite kiddush on Simchas Torah in this manner, since there are long akafos in shul before people return home for the meal. And they say this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish. It's interesting to note that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, he objected to this, because he maintained that the custom regarding the nighttime meal is only to have kiddush with your real Suda of Shabbos, not like we make kiddush on or Suda's Yom Tov, the real full-blown Suda's Yom Tov or Suda's Shabbos. Unlike by day, the day of Shabbos or Yom Tov, you can suffice with a kiddush with a just a kazayas of a cake or something like that. Now, so he says, that's what's going to have to be. If you went ahead and you didn't drink something intoxicating that would aser you from davening, and you made kiddush, so you'd be able to just go ahead and have some fruit or just a kibetza of a pas. Achein, he says, Yesh l'chapes aleihem zuchus. He says, however, regarding this last concern, we can find maybe a justification. The rabbim matkerei adadi, that there are a good number of people around that will remind each other. They're in shul, making kiddush. They're going to, you could say that that's a context where this halacha of not eating before kriyashma, once the chiyuv is chal, not having a more than a kibetza of pas, is only in a situation where you don't have a real shomer. And here, by definition, everyone has shomer by other people being in the shul together with him. And the gabbai, I'm sure, will be in charge, just to make sure that you have the minion. He says, but you should be careful not to go ahead and then drink something that will make you drunk at that time. And he says, this all has been explained above. Basic ideas, Chazal, Aser, eating at night until one fulfills the Deraisa of Kriyashma. Of course, a person might become involved in the meal if you got to do so. So the Iser takes effect starting 1.5 hour before nightfall, when the time period for the mitzvah begins. And you can know more details of the halacha in Reish Lamed Hey Sif Bais. Okay, we continue on now weiter. Just one other thing. We know that Shema, okay, Chazal were more machmir regarding Shema than regarding Ma'ariv as a whole, because Shema is Deraisa, while the other one is Drabanan. So if one already said Shema itself before reciting Ma'ariv, the halacha could possibly be less chomer. We continue on now, Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph. That was the intro. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that you say Zayis HaBracha until the end of the Torah. He says, Umisha Kari Pashazun Nikwe Chasim Taiva. It's the one who goes ahead and gets the Aliyah for finishing up Zayis HaBracha. He is called the Chasan Taira. The Vinagu, and the minig is to sell this, the Kor Parshazu, to sell this Parsha, U Parshas Bereishis, and the Parsha Bereishis, and to go ahead and claim them and Merubim, and to purchase them for a large sum of money. This is okay, even though general monetary transactions are Asar on Shabbos, but it's okay for the sake of mitzvahs, Aliyos, it's not physical objects. And goes on now the Mishnah Berura, and he says, "Roi lahader in efshar sheyuga kainim muhdarim batara oav oponim migdolei hakal." Says it's proper to go ahead and try to get that the ones who get the aliyahs, they should be the ones who are crowned with Torah achievement, or at the very least, at least from the leaders of the kehila. Now, Eliyahu Rabba. Brings down some who question the practice of allocating honors through auction, as the purchases are, it might be, unworthy of them. But he paskins, however, that the minhag should be maintained, since it's an established minhag. And additionally, abolishing it would likely create strife regarding who should receive these kibudin, unless it is fitting to ensure and try to ensure that only worthy individuals purchase them to the best of your ability. Sif Beis. Uvesheni Bereishis, second Sefer Torah, you read from Bereishis. He says, Misha Kari Parshazu, Nikri Chasam Bereishis. I want to read this Parsha, which is, again, one Aliyah. Yes. It's called the Chasam Bereishis. The Af Misha Allah Kvar, the Parshas of Racha, Yachal of Chasam Tara, the Chasam Bereishis. He says, that even someone who already got an Aliyah in the laning of the Zosam Racha, he could get the Aliyah of either the Chasam Tara, or the Chasam Bereishis. Aval, however, Chasam Taira lo yikra parsha Chasam Bereishis. But you should not have the one who gets the Chasam Taira to also be the one to get the Aliyah of Chasam Bereishis. Vatam. By the way, Mishabur keeps saying lo yikra, and I keep translating it gets the Aliyah, because nowadays the one who is the Kairi is not really the Kairi. You have a Baal Kairi, and the yikra that he's talking about is the one who gets the Aliyah. He says, what's the reason that can't have the Chasam Taira be the same one as the Chasam Bereishis? It came in the Lecha, Hefseg B'nehem. He says, the reason is that since there is no Hefseg B'nehem, there's no gap between the Chasam Taira and the Chasam Bereishis, there's a problem. Shaykh Kagam, let's say, the Taira Rishona, Shayom Rupsulaisa. Since, okay, we have a situation, because there's no gap between Chasam Taira and Chasam Bereishis, so you have a situation where there can be a potential for a degradation to the Torah itself, to the Torah scroll itself, to the Sefer Torah itself. Because people are going to say that it was puzzle, and that immediately, right, Shiyom Nuxula Haisa, people say, it's a Pagan in the Sefer Torah, Rabbi Shona, people say it's puzzle. Because it was puzzle, That's why he immediately read for the second Sefer Torah for that reason. Now, nonetheless, someone who gets Chasam Bereshis can get an Aliyah in Vezak Sabracha, even though they are read from two separate Sefer Torah, but that's okay only because the Aliyahs are not consecutive. And since the Aliyahs are not consecutive, people will not think the second Aliyah is due to a deficiency in the first Sefer Torah, as if as in a situation where you gave Chasam Torah and Chasam Bereshis to the same person. Now, it's actually Machlokes among Poskim whether this logic applies all year round, or only on Simchas Torah, when people understand that multiple Aliyahs may be given as part of some type of celebration. Okay, we continue on right there. Shabur continues on, and he says, "Kol zeh ba'isa beis haknesses." He says, "This is all in the same. We're talking in the same shul." Alav mishakara chasam tayra beis haknesses zu. Someone read chasam tayra or got the aliyah of chasam tayra in one shul. Balei shemutah lekrois chasam bereishis. He can be sure get chasam bereishis in a beis haknesses acheres in a different shul, or if you have two different rooms within a shul, two different like places of davening, you can get both chasam tayra and chasam bereishis. Chasam maril. Kohen or Levi, Yochel Liyos Chasam Torah, O Chasam Bereshis. So the Maril writes that a Kohen or a Levi can go ahead and get Chasam Torah or Chasam Bereshis. Now, in general, a Kohen, we know, is only called up for the first Aliyah and a Levi for the second Aliyah, and also they can be called up for Machdir. They can, in principle, be called up for any additional aliyah, but Arminag is only to give them a achron, if it's like the last final aliyah. So you could have a situation then that the last three aliyos are Kohanim and Levim, namely the last aliyah of Tosaf Brocha, the aliyah of Bereshis, as well as the aliyah for the Maftir. Okay, so that's that. Now, the reason why this is different, even though Arminag is only to give it to Kohen Levi Achron and Maftir, here you have the last Aliyah of Zeracha and Bereshis, which is maybe the equivalent of the Achron, the last Aliyah, and then the Atara, is because since these are all from separate Zifrei Torah, as the Mishnah Berurah says over there. Now, it's also interesting to point out that the Shulchan Aruch there in Kuf Mem Aleph Vav says that a father and a son or two brothers should not be called to the Torah for consecutive Aliyahs due to concern for Ayin Hara. Shari Ephraim Paskins, this is in Aleph Lamed Beis, that on Simchas Torah you can be Makel and call them up for consecutive Aliyahs of Chasam Torah and Chasam Bereshis. He points out, however, that if these Aliyahs are read from two separate Sifrei Torah, as they must be, so then where possible, family members can be called up for these two Aliyahs even without any special kula or leniency. Continue on, okay? As follows. Sif Katan Gimel. So you go up until last place in the second Sefer Torah. So he says, Umarichet Sefer Torah Ashlish is Etzla. So you put the last Sefer Torah next to the second Sefer Torah, namely the Maftir one next to the one that you said Bereshis with. And then you say Kati Kaddish. The reason why you put the third Sefer Torah next to the second one is this way Kaddish can be, Kati Kaddish can be said on both. This is what we see in Kuf Mem Zayin, Sif Katan Chav Zayin. There are other interesting halachas there. You should check it out. We continue weiter in the Ramah. The Karin Yayim Toiv Achron Simchas Torah. You call this last day Simchas Torah. The Fisha Smechin V'Oisin Boy Sudas Mishta L'Gemara Shel Torah. It says we call the last day of Yom Tov Simchas Torah because we rejoice and we make a Sudas Mishnah, a festive meal of celebration for L'Gemara Shel Torah, for the finishing up, Siyam HaTorah, finishing up of Torah, Sifkat and Dalet, Sifkat Torah, that's Aliyah Rabbah writes, Shem Sifkat Torah, Laila V'Yoyim, Yesh Laharbois B'Neirais, V'Beis HaKneses, V'Chvay HaTorah She'may Siyam. So the Aliyah Rabbah writes that on Sifkat Torah night and day, Laila V'Yoyim, Yesh Laharbois B'Neirais V'Beis HaKneses, you should go ahead and increase the number of lights and lamps in the shul, in honor of the Torah that Motsiyan, that you're taking out. Now, nowadays, this is not generally done because we have bright electric lights. This is what the place can bring down. And The Mishnah Berurah now continues on. Kasav Poskim She Belel Sifas Torah Yikra Parshan Shnayim Mikra the Echrad Targum She'ata Huzmana. Comes and he says the Poskim write that on Sifas Torah night one should read the Parsha of Vezois HaBracha. This is the Shnayim Mikra, two times the actual text of the Torah, and then the Targum once, because this is now the proper time. So Mishnah Berurah here refers to, okay, the weekly Shnayim Mikra, where you study the Parsha, the Chazal, you do it twice, and then the actual Kriya with ideally the Targum, but, you know, there's a whole to do, but you can do Rashi, right? Many have been just to do Rashi. Some say you do three Kriyas with Rashi. Anyway, although the Mishnah Berurah here writes at the proper time for Shnayim Mikra of Vezois HaBracha is not Sifas Torah night, this is not to say there's no other time. The truth is, Mishnah Berurah himself indicates that the ideal time is before Sifas Torah on either Hoshana Rabbah or Shmini Atzeres. Now, apparently, his intent here is that if one has not recited Shnayim Mikra before Sifas Torah, one should make sure to do so at night before the parasha is read in the morning, because it's preferable to always study the parasha before reading and hearing the reading of the Sefer Torah, of the Kriyas HaTorah. This way he will better follow the reading. Now, there are some additional points, okay, regarding the Shnayim Mikra of Vezois HaBracha. Namely, that Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres, those are the ideal days, as we said, to recite it, because they immediately precede Simchas Torah, which is when Vezois HaBracha is going to be read. This is similar to the general preference of the Mishnah Berurah to recite Shnayim Mikra on Erev Shabbos. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, one could begin Shnayim Mikra. This is an early Mishnah Berurah in Reish Pei Hei, Sifkat and Zion. One could begin Shnayim Mikra of a Parsha from Mincha time of the preceding Shabbos, when the beginning of the upcoming Parsha is read. That's when you do it, Mincha Shabbos, because you read the first Aliyah then. And that's when it already has become the communal parsha. So it follows as well that one should be able to begin with HaBracha from whenever it is first read at Shabbos. Mincha, even though this is more than a week, and sometimes more than two before Sifas Torah, all depending on, you know, the Chol HaMoed and things like that. Now, some maintain that one cannot begin Shnayim Mikra of a parsha until the Sunday preceding the full Torah reading on Shabbos. So that's you got to see there. The Paiskim there on that Mishnah Berurah. Now also the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Hei Dalid quotes an opinion that during the year one should complete Shnayim Mikra by Mincha time on Shabbos, since we begin reading for the next Parsha at Mincha. So based on this, one should similarly finish Vezois HaBracha before the Kehila begin reading Bereishis. However, if one did not finish Vezois HaBracha before Bereishis was read, he should finish afterwards, since according to some, it could be done the whole day. The Chutshani says this, and says in Shulchan, this is even though one can already begin Shnayim Mikra of Bereishis at that time, but he could also still really have to do the Vezois HaBracha. And because the Shulchan suggests that if Simchas Torah coincides with Shabbos, one can complete the Vezois HaBracha until the following Tuesday. He suggests that, based on what we know by Havdalah, that it continues on until Tuesday. He's not so definitive about what he is saying over there. Okay? So we have this famous Sif Katan now. Sif Katan Hey. Shesmechin v'aisin v'aisinas. So we have a simcha, and we have a big party for the Siyum, for the Gemara Shel Torah. And he says, Shesmechin, l'chvara Torah muter l'rakeid v'yontov. On Simchas Torah, for L'chvayda Torah, you could actually dance on Yom Tov. Alal L'gamer Mugmar, D'haynu L'fazer Minei P'samim Alag Echalim, Aser. So you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to dance, but you can't burn incense. Right? To scatter types of incense and spices on coals, that's Aser. And he says, V'kol Shekein, the Aser L'havir P'lever L'ashmiya Kol L'simcha. It is also, for sure, going to be usher to ignite gunpowder in order to make noise for the sake of simcha. When we call makom mutter legvoa chilever bener, however, it's permitted to place gunpowder in a lamp berav yom tov kodem adlakas haner before adlakas haner, even though avopi shigorim levesayf Even though by doing so, one will cause the lamp to become extinguished at the end. Okay, now what's this whole issue with dancing or clapping? So, Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Tes Gimel basically spells out that dancing or clapping on Shabbos is usher, the same applies on Yom Tov. This is included in the general Drabanan of playing musical instruments because some might come to repair them. The Ramah there brings down a makel opinion that permits dancing and clapping nowadays. Now the Mishnah Berurah there is hesitant to rely upon this kula, but he permits clapping or dancing on Sukkos Torah since one thereby fulfills a mitzvah of honoring the Torah. Now the Prima Gunim explains that in general the Rabbanans are not waived for the sake of Kavadat Torah. In this case, however, some permit dancing and clapping altogether, so we rely on their makel view for the honor of the Torah. Shabur there writes as well that only dancing and clapping is permitted for Kavadat Torah, but mamish playing musical instruments, the actual chord, the Rabbanan Isser, or even rattling bells or chimes, that there is no heter to be made. Vav l'gemara shel Torah, k'de'isav b'midrash shir hashirim, as stated in the Midrash Shir Hashirim, v'hu adin l'gemar mitzvah. The same applies to the completion of a mitzvah. Now, what is this Midrash Shir Hashirim? So there, the Midrash Shir Hashirim, Rabbah, also Malachim, basically relates that Shlomo HaMelech made a su'udah for all of his servants when he was given the gift of wisdom from Hashem. The Mishnah derives from this as proper to make a su'udah upon, right, a su'udas mitzvah upon completing a Torah study. This is what we call a siyum. This is what we, right, generally call the celebration a siyum. Now he says here, v'hu adin l'gemar mitzvah, same thing applies for a gemar, the completion of a mitzvah. And he says, Kasav Aliya Rabba, the Vora Poskim Diyesh, the Smach L'Rabbin, the Choma De Efshar B'Simcha Shel Mitzvah. He says here that Eliyahu Rabba writes that it's clear from the Poskim that we should gladden the Tzibur with a Simcha Shel Mitzvah as much as possible, not like Lo Kishi Kiyesh Shemakin V'Dochet Elu L'Elu Adshen Simcha Nefach L'Chuga, not like some who hit and push one another so that the joy turned into grief. Chas v'shalom. Gam mitoch kach monin misimcha shel mitzvah. Moreover, as a result of this, people refrain from a simcha shel mitzvah. Chayin yesh ligor behen. And he says, we should therefore reprimand them. Ad kalashon. He says, gam marik b'shoresh tes. He says, the marik also b'shoresh tes. He greatly goes ahead and he's herech ma'od. He greatly elaborates shel levatel shum minach yunagul l'chotzev astorah. That a person should not abolish any minug that was instituted to give kavod to the simple Torah Yisham. L'chein ra oisin b'harbi mekaymes amashe bitlo mikarav she lo lasos mishta b'simcha b'simple Torah. He says they're acting wrongly in these places. They have seemingly, he's saying that people have gotten rid of the minug of this mitzvah and the simcha on simple Torah, even though they go ahead. And af gam shesmechin, right? There's a bit of mikarv losses mishta b'simchas Torah. Af gam shesmechin b'shagam v'chol yimei b'chagim. Even though they indeed rejoice on other days, and all their days are like, you know, like Yom Tov, and people go ahead and have a great time on all days, secular days, weekdays, and for some reason they're not overjoyed b'simcha on simchas Torah. But the same Rabbi Bizi Kvod HaTorah Gara B'Zeh. He says this is a mamashay, there's a degradation of Kvod HaTorah to go ahead and have the Torah placed in a corner, Shabbat Torah, Menachas, Bekaren, Zavis, Vein Dar, Shem, Vakesh, it's in the Torah, and no one seeks fit and asks for it, to dance with it, Umi Yitain, Yeshuv, V'Yerachem, Sheva, Beis Yisrael, Mer, V'Meinu, he says, and who would that Hashem again, he says, show mercy for B'nai Yisrael speedily in our days, so that Mitz Hashem will understand and appreciate the need and the importance to go ahead and give the true Kavod HaTorah with a Simchas Torah.